change this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Change this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is August 15th, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 172. The one
Damn,
where we sit here and wait and talk about Ryan, who's missing. It's happening, guys.
Again.
Wait, Ryan's missing?
That's the word on the street.
Oh, man. I thought he was sitting here. I thought he was still fading in. There's a bunch of black on my screen. I thought maybe he's fading in very slowly.
No, he is the least black of all of us, as we know. So
I know, even though the guy whose name is White is actually darker than him.
Yeah, that happens.
It's true. I know a black guy.
Right? I know a black guy, too.
So what's happening? What's popping in the community these days, guys? What's the good word?
I heard you played Pathfinder, another version of it. How was that?
I like it.
The card game?
Yeah. Like Adam said it was slightly different.
Yeah, it was slightly different.
Yeah, it's always just slightly different.
It's like slightly different. Exactly the same game, just slightly different.
Yeah, I mean, basically it felt like they took the old one and called that beta and like made slight changes to make it new one, but I think they also kind of changed the terminology for the new Pathfinder RPG that updated recently.
Yes, because they are a Pathfinder 2.
Yes. So that's my guess as well why they changed it, but yeah, it was basically the same thing. It was fine. Ryan loved it.
Yeah. Of course Ryan loves it, man. Ryan loves games. Like, that's one thing you can always say about him.
I mean, there are a couple new mechanics, you know, especially with armor, that made it a little bit more interesting that you can just display and have that out and not have it sitting in your hand the entire time.
Man, yeah, there's a few small things, like I said. They're interesting. Hey, do you guys get ads on Facebook? Like, as you scroll through, there's an ad?
Sure.
Yes.
You should, like, open up Facebook and tell me what your top ad is, because I just found one I've never seen before, and it's pretty amazing.
Top ad?
The first one you get to. We'll do some.
Suggested groups.
Free advertising here for whoever is smart enough to target the Five Kings with ads.
No.
Theathletic.com?
Yeah, I got that class pass.
Well, let's go through them. Theathletic.com. What's that? You don't have to click on it. What's it say?
That's a subscription for sports stories. It's the new. It's kind of like the new ESPN magazine, but it's done by by a group called The Athletic.
Okay.
And I actually already subscribed to it. So.
Oh my God, they got you! I can't believe it. Their advertising got you.
I've been subscribing to it for over a year.
Oh, they're advertising. Adam, what'd you get?
I got one called Class Pass.
Is that for
Spanish workout? Banish workout boredom. Try Class Pass, free for 2 weeks. Bring some fire to your workout. The fitness made fun.
Is it audio? I bet it's an audio thing you do with fit as you like do shit.
I don't know. I'm not clicking on it.
Smart man. Smart man. All right.
It shows a video of people in a swimming pool.
Oh, okay. People like people in swimming pools, I guess.
People in a swimming pool.
What'd you get, Dave?
I have Entertainment Weekly.
Really?
And it's basically saying that Dave Chappelle is returning to Netflix with a new comedy special.
Okay.
So it knows that I watch Netflix, and I know I have watched Dave Chappelle on Netflix.
I guess. I got Denzel Outwear.
Denzel.
Oh, shit. Wear jackets like Denzel. I didn't know Denzel had his own clothing line, but he does, apparently. And I gotta say, some of these look pretty neat, but they're just not my style, and they're probably like super expensive, so why would I ever buy one?
Right, yeah.
Let's just find out. Let's just figure out. I probably wear large, maybe medium. We'll add it to the cart.
Extra medium, come on, B.
$94.95. I've been wearing all my extra medium shirts today, this week. It's been great. That's $100. It's not bad. It's a leather thing. I can look like Denzel.
Denzel!
it appears I also get a lot of books on there where it's all like, hey, you like fantasy stuff, right? This is a combination of Firefly, Star Wars, Dungeons and Dragons, and you're like, oh, okay, cool. That's, if you somehow made a book that was absolutely all those things, maybe it would be entertaining, but I think it might not be.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. Yeah, I always get, like, they're really good at targeting. They're like, hey, look at this shirt. It says, never forget Wolf 359. Like, yeah, that sounds like something I would wear. But I'm not going to buy it because fuck you for targeting me on ads.
Right?
Imagine that.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, if they can ever get to the point, you know, when you're, like, hungry for something, but you're like, hey, what should we have? And then it can go, like, doot, 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 here you go. I bet you're real hungry for this thing. And you're like, yeah, you know what? Thank you. I actually am very hungry for this thing.
Like, places, like, if I lived in New York where everything can deliver, like, 24 hours a day and it takes, like, right, 10 minutes with no fee, yeah, that would be bad because they'd be like, it's 2 in the morning. How do you feel about some Taco Bell? I'm like, I do. Push button, Taco Bell, yay!
Right. Like, yes, if they can ever figure out exactly, like, I don't know, like, absorb something from your, like, your brain and your taste buds to be, like, what you're craving at any given time. Because they can go, like, what you're thinking about, because it's like, you search for something, you're like, you're probably thinking about this thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's weird how, like, marketing can do that. Even unintentional marketing, like, sometimes I'll be watching a stream, and people will be like, oh, I'm going to order some Grubhub. What should I get? And I think to myself, God damn, I could go for some Grubhub. I'm hungry. What should I get? And that's unintentional advertising. So, yeah.
So, and then there's a lot of delivery things. There's like whatever, Food Dudes, Grubhub, DoorDash, all these different things. And then they have that thing on Amazon, that whatever, the little add-on, or whatever, Honey is one of them. But they're always the thing. It's like, are you really getting the best deal?
Yeah.
Now, if there's one where you go, here's what I want. I want Taco Bell. Find me the cheapest way to get me Taco Bell from what I want. So it goes like, searches Grubhub, searches Food Dude, searches all of them, and said, like, if you order from this guy, he's gonna give you fucking free. And you're like, all right, cool. And then next week it might be a different one, or they compete with each other and saying, like, I'll give it to you for $2.99, and they'll be like, whoa. I'll give you for $2.79
delivery fee. I'd be all about that.
That would be great. Are you out of your mind?
See, now I'm saying it out loud and putting it out there, so now someone's got to figure out how to do this.
Ken, I wish you had some programmer friends that knew how to do shit.
Now, if he's too busy thinking of a game, he's like, I need a game where zombies come and fight you. It's going to be great. What can you guys tell me about this whole... It borders on politics, but not really. This whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Well, I haven't been paying attention ever since.
Holy
shit,
we've been talking about that shit.
So, like, 2 years ago, the last I heard of this guy, what's his name? Crazy McGee. Who the fuck's Crazy McGee?
Trump?
Nope. Crazier McGee, Trump's best friend.
Rudy Giuliani?
No. He has a podcast. Well, he used to have a podcast.
Joe Rogan.
No, Joe Rogan knows him, and they've been friends for a long time. Why can't I think of this guy? Super crazy man. Alex Jones.
So, oh, yes, that guy. Okay.
So the only time I've ever heard of Jeffrey Epstein is 2 years ago or so. Alex Jones, who is certifiably insane, was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he's like, Jeffrey Epstein, he's got islands where Bush and the Clintons and everyone's having sex with girls. They're doing it. I'm telling you, they're doing it. And everyone's like, all right, Alex Jones, whatever. And then there's something now about him being arrested for shit, and then he died on a pile of money or something like that. Or...
Okay, yeah, so, yes, it was like years ago. Who was the former guy that just, like, that resigned? He was like a prosecutor down in Florida. And he basically got Jeffrey Epstein off on basically pedophile charges and said, like, basically had him with, like, a slap on the wrist, right? And then all of a sudden, like, years later, Trump says, like, hey, man, come and be my, like, you know, something or other. Something high up, yeah. But
Deputy,
Jeffrey, yes.
Whatchamacallit.
Yes, Jeffrey Epstein is like that guy who, when you get so rich... And it doesn't matter who you are, as long as you're super rich, he will find you the weird-ass shit that you want. Like he is the guy who, like, they would.
You want two girls and a goat? He'd find it.
Like a green, right?
Like he would find all that weird ass shit, and it's like, he has connections across the board. It doesn't matter political party; it just matters you're rich. Like Prince Albert, he's a prince, right? Yeah. Prince Albert, though, like, you know, British royalty. Like, he has connection to, like, politicians across. Clintons, he has connections to them. He has Trump connections to those guys. He has. Yes, he literally has a private island in the Caribbean and stuff like that. But it's crazy, like, the stuff that, like, he had. So he finally gets arrested and put in jail and stuff. And they're like, okay, you know, like, this guy's fucked up. We got to get him on stuff like that.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, we got to put him in solitary confinement and stuff like that because...
He was on suicide watch.
Yeah. He beat himself up. They put him, like, in special, like, suicide watch and stuff like that because he beat himself up, supposedly. But these look like punches someone else did to him, right? He had no markings around on him to, like, suggest that, like, he did it to himself.
I don't know, man. But he stabbed himself 37 times. What do you want to do?
But on Saturday morning, like, he was found dead, hung in his, like, thing. He was supposed to be in there with another person. They took that person out a couple days ago
He was, like, in jail?
Jail, yes. Yeah. They found him in his cell where he was supposed to have another person.
Okay.
And then basically that person was taken out, like, 3 days ago and never put back.
Yeah. And that guy
right?
was
okay.
A cop.
Just right. No, it keeps going. It's like there was two people, the two guards that were watching him chose to watch him for the quote-unquote overtime. And all of a sudden... there's a 3-hour block where they never checked on him and they falsified the records of checking on him they're supposed to check on him every like half hour. I was going to check him a half hour and then it'd go back and forth. So, yes, he was found in there hung with broken bones in his neck.
According to the autopsy, multiple broken bones.
Yes. Well, the room itself, it's like he hung himself supposedly from the top bunk with the sheet, and then leaned forward and just used all his weight. That is not, like, there are people, like, physics people who said, like, that's not enough weight to break any bones unless people are pulling down on your body.
Huh. Okay.
Which they could have pulled down on his body to get him loose, but...
but, yes, you can tell in an autopsy...
Break his neck to get him off.
Yes, but bones are done, like, pre- or post-death. You can tell that stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. So... nothing will ever come of this, right? I mean,
probably not.
Keep finding weird ass shit. Like they just found. So what did they just find? Right? They found a taxidermy tiger laying on the ground, staring up at a camera, along with a photo of a poodle standing on all of it. Like there's just tons of weird ass crazy stuff that they find.
Wait, who's finding where?
In his house and on his islands.
In his houses and, like, his islands and stuff. Like, weird-ass stuff, like that they can't, like, they it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, and they basically, they have, like, photos and shit like that. And, like, people are saying, like, I don't know this guy. Like, the mayor of Miami right now is like, I don't know how this guy got my phone number. And you're like, okay, sure.
Sure.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but it seems like a huge distraction from other shit that actually is important. I mean, it's kind of important. I guess it's kind of important, but, like, it's kind of a dead end at this point. Like, unless
they
find
something.
Yeah, it's a
pedophile thing where it's like... Yeah. And people say, like, I don't know this guy, and then they go, here's a picture of you with this guy.
Well, I haven't known him for 20 years. Well, I mean, 10. Well, okay, he was at my party 5 years ago, but I haven't known him since
then. And then they're like... Here's a direct quote from you saying, like, Donald Trump has a quote where he's like, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, he's a great guy. He loved to party. He loves girls as much as I do. Sometimes he likes them a little young. And you're like, whoa, really? That's like a direct quote from him.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Hey, Ryan, welcome, buddy. How you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
What were you doing, buddy? Where have you been? I thought you were just fading in. Took you a little longer than normal to fade in.
30 minutes to fade in today. Camera's getting really old. Starting to flake out.
The camera.
I just asked who this person was and what's going on with it. Basically to prove my point that everything that Alex Jones says is true.
So, wait, what did Alex Jones say something about this?
He talked about Jeffrey Epstein.
Called it. 2-3 years ago, he was talking about how Jeffrey Epstein has a private island where he has underage kids and the Clintons and the Bushes and everybody goes there to get fucked by underage boys and girls. It's just funny, because every now and then, he, through all his ranting, something actually turns out to be true. So he's like, see, I told you! But that doesn't mean the other 99% is true.
Right, exactly. I mean, you throw enough at the wall, something's going to stick.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. What's going on? What else is going on? What's going on in the world and just your guys' world? Like, Adam, you, last time we talked, you were a, what were you?
Astronaut.
No, you were a ranger? No, what the fuck were you? I don't remember.
A cleric?
Cleric! You were a cleric last time we talked. Are you still a cleric?
What? What are you talking about?
You played that fucking card game. You talked about this literally to me offline. That long ago. And I said, you haven't been a cleric in a really long time.
That card game actually didn't suck nearly as bad as it normally does.
Wow, that is a ringing endorsement, everyone. If they, you know, Pathfinder card game, just remember, put that on the box.
Your game isn't as suck
as I thought it would.
Well, it usually sucks more, but it was actually all right last time. I'm not sure why.
Well, yeah, you don't know why? Because it was the same fucking game. Probably the people you played with. Like, I'm awesome, let's be honest.
Is it because Dave wasn't there?
Oh, shit, I wasn't there, motherfucker.
All right, Ron. I don't think it had anything to do with that. It might have been... I don't know what it was.
Because Mickey was there?
Maybe it was because I was reading the rules.
Learning
the rules. I like to learn rules.
That's pretty funny. It's like, I actually learned how to do things, and it's better if you know.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. But it was more fun, I thought. Is that just me, or was like it equal for you, Chris? You were there. And Dave's biased, so...
Dave. I thought it was better organized, I guess. Like, it felt like... I was telling Dave, it felt like more of the release instead of the beta release. Like, they're like, we figured out a better way to do this. This is the way. Yay! But other than that, it felt the same, honestly.
Yeah, it was very similar for sure.
Yeah, there was it was definitely an upgrade. I'll give you that. There was an upgrade. So,
I think it's fine. I mean, it compared to Marvel, I like it a lot better than Marvel.
Marvel? What's... Oh, the card game. Okay.
That's completely two different styles of games.
It is weird, though, how, like, everybody... Like, Ryan hates this one, or hated the old one, and Adam hated Marvel, and Dave
that
hates
is weird,
anything, so, yeah.
And I liked Marvel, too. I thought it was fine. I mean,
Marvel was a deck-building game.
Yeah, you gotta build a deck.
And Ryan wanted to build a combo, and if Ryan didn't care about the game, he cared about coming up with this combo, and it was like, Ryan, we just need to hit this guy one more time. No. If I lay this card, it lets me draw two more cards, and if I lay this one, it lets me draw three more cards, I keep doing this card combo. And it's like, Ryan, can you do one hit point? Oh, no. I can't do that. I can't do the damage. But do you see how many cards I have?
What's pretty the other much, one? Yeah. The deck-building game that's like cooperative kind. What's that? That we have, I forget what it is. We haven't played in a long time.
Dominion?
Yeah, all those games suffer the same problem. It seems like as soon as your decks get to a point where you like it, the game ends. And you're like, God damn it, I didn't have a chance of doing anything. I don't know why, but all those games seem about the same way.
I finally got all the cards to make my combo, and it's over.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way you can go hard on that. Well, anyways, I'll start us off with something fun and not fun at the same time. Adam, I'm sorry, but did you see that the Super Duper Graphics Pack has been canceled for Minecraft?
That is true.
Very, very sad. Very sad. Yeah, a couple of years ago they released that they're going to completely redo the graphics on Minecraft, and they said, it's just not working. We're going to scrap it. Sorry.
Well, that doesn't make
sense. It makes perfect sense if you listen to why they did it.
Yeah. I don't know why they did it.
They basically did it because they couldn't get it running the same. But Minecraft is great because they get it to run the same on every system. They get Java, web, they can do whatever. But they were like, we start updating the graphics and stuff chugs.
Just really? Doesn't work.
Yeah. You know what's really cool,
I'm glad
though,
they realized that.
Is if you, I don't know, Adam, you're playing I think you're playing the vanilla experience, is that correct?
Probably.
Like, you didn't install any mods or anything?
No. That's what I was going to say, is that you can mod the shit out of it.
You can, and there's some really good like shadow and shading and graphics mods that make it look really cool, actually. And nice. I haven't done any of them, but I've seen some people mess around with them, and it's pretty neat.
It's a little above my pay grade.
Yes, click install mod.
Click install right now.
It used to be harder, though.
It did. It's easy.
You used to have to pull mods into certain folders and do stuff,
yep,
you know?
Definitely. The gaming community for some games has been really good about that. Like Civilization, Europa, games that they fully support the modding community. It just says load mod. And here's where most of the mods usually go. Do you want to check? And then you search for them and you just hit load and it loads it in. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
That's cool. Maybe I'll have to mod.
Like here. Adam, like, there's one that this would be just for you. It builds a map of all the areas you've explored so that you can always just go to the map and go back to where you got lost from.
I got lost, not gonna lie. I got lost the other day. I was lost forever, and I was gone. I couldn't find my way home, and I was like, well, fuck. I build a compass, but you don't have any redstone.
So I just Ryan says all you gotta do is write down the number of where you are.
Okay, listen. Yep. I took a screenshot. So that if I did get lost, I was like, I'm going to go on a journey, and I'll take a screenshot. And if I get lost, at least I'll have those coordinates. You know, a screenshot with the coordinates on it. And I took off, and I left. And in the middle there, I had to go upstairs, and I came downstairs. And I think I accidentally pushed the print screen button, because when I loaded my my screenshot, it was just the title page. I was like, oh, fuck me.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
Oops.
Yes, Adam's right. You just got to build a compass. So dig down a little, find some redstone. You're fine.
Honestly, it's a compass. It's easy.
It's a compass.
Yeah, it's so. Easy, but not easy. Like easy would be if it was a stick. Here you have to dig down to like 12 and then start looking for fucking redstone.
Right.
It's just a divining rod. It's just like, hey, there you
I'll
go.
Take that.
The big question is, how long did it take you to find diamond?
30 seconds. I was a new writer. Right?
Must be Ryan, then.
I can't find diamonds worth of shit. I think OG Minecraft players like me played with in the versions where it was hard to find diamonds.
An aversion?
No, inversions. Honestly, I haven't tried to find diamonds in like 14 years, so... But I do like the game. I played Survival for like 20 minutes the other night. And it was fun.
Did you survive?
Yeah, I found a little town. I went inside, sat in a building.
For 20 minutes.
And then I started watching The Boys.
Because that shit is... But, so they're coming out. I don't think it had a date, but it is Minecraft Dungeons, which will be basically Minecraft with a bunch of role-playing elements put on it, where you go out on quests and stuff like that as a group.
Did it look different, though? Like, was the graphics different, or was it the same graphics?
No, it was different, right? That game looks like a totally different game, basically based on the Minecraft
IP.
There's a trailer, so if you want to look at it and stuff, but basically there are no skills or abilities, but you equip items called artifacts, and they have like certain things, like you equip the tasty bone, which can summon a wolf that'll fight alongside you, mushroom that'll give you a temporary speed boost, and you have basically the maps are procedurally generated at the time when you start, and you walk out there and you basically get missions like, we have to go and defeat some boss, dragon. Or an event might happen where an Enderman shows up and starts breaking stuff. You get like, oh, but what it is that's interesting is like each party will have a set amount of lives total to complete the mission, or basically you just start back at your base. So it's like, say you have three, you know, so three mission, and so Adam jumps off the cliff three times. We're like, fuck, we fucked up. Sorry, Adam, you killed us all. But
that would be normal.
But you can get you get items, you get armor and weapons that have like set amount of like abilities and stuff like that. This will set things on fire and stuff like that. So you can hit something, start it on fire, or you can freeze something and it'll stay frozen. So it looks very interesting.
It actually does look the same, except for it's just back out and the three quarters down or whatever.
Right, yep.
Other than that, well, it's like pretty much the same graphics and everything.
But it doesn't look like it, like you're crafting to me.
I don't know about that. I don't know that. I can't tell. All I can watch is the trailer and tell you the graphics. Skeletons look like skeletons.
Skeletons look like skeletons.
Right? Yeah. Everything looks the same.
I guess I'm saying it feels like a game that's not based on the Minecraft, like, engine, so to speak, but made to look like Minecraft.
You see what I mean? That argument sounds, sure. But regardless, if you like Minecraft or you just like... I think it'll do fine. I'm not, like, running out to get it, but it seems fine.
What? You should run out and get it so we all can play.
It does seem like a good potential multiplayer fun game.
I'm pretty sure we would each need a version or an account to create.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, fine. Ryan hacked it last time. I mean, allegedly.
Ryan didn't hack anything.
That's right.
But so I thought that'd be fun, you know, and interesting. And at least then we can have Adam will be in charge of his own segment, Minecraft Minute with Adam White, and he'll tell us all about the adventures that he has in his Minecraft world.
I would like to know, Adam, if you don't mind telling us, what was the last thing, or what are you currently doing in Minecraft that's exciting and interesting?
What is the last thing?
Well, just look at your screen and tell me what you're doing right now.
I'm not playing this game.
I'm talking to you guys.
I'm just curious. I'll tell you, I'm working on Portcullis, and a Portcullis seems hard, but I'm working on it. It seems fun and hard. What are you doing?
Currently I built a railroad out to the way fucking west, and now I'm building a forward base so I can go attack the pillager outpost that I found.
Sure, I found one of those on my exploration. Looked like they just kept spawning, so I ran away.
Yep. Yep. I have an idea. My idea is I will put a gate or a fence around the pillager village or like outpost, keeping them inside.
Okay. So maybe when we are getting close to ending or after the podcast ends, you can just share your screen with us and you can show us what you got, and that'd be kind of fun. And that'd be Adam's Minecraft Minute after the podcast.
But there, Adam, you should run, like I put a link to it, running Minecraft with ray tracing all the way on, graphics in full 4K.
That looks nice.
Just the water itself is going to be like so beastly on a machine. Like, yeah.
That's like, it basically looks normal with nice water.
Well, no, like, well, look at the tech. I look at the.
It's Italy.
Yeah, of course.
Venice.
But
Ultra 4K. Oh, it looks a little better now. It was loading. I think it was running at a lower quality as it was
driving.
Ryan's somewhat. Right, though.
But I mean, like, the fire looks really good. The lighting, of course, looks so much better. The water. Just because.
I think it looks neat. It looks ridiculously good compared to normal. Like, even the water, like, off the stone, that looks sweet.
Yeah, because, Ryan, it gets to the point at, like, 2 minutes and 30 seconds where it's, like, vanilla versus with all the mods. So you get a direct comparison, and you'll be like, oh, shit, okay, that looks better, Ryan. But Ryan doesn't care.
Like, the clouds. I don't care. I'm watching. I care, and I'm listening, and what do you want from me?
I want more.
Look at Ryan's camera. Ryan's camera, I think, is dying.
It's true.
It's getting darker. It's getting, and then get a little lighter, and it gets darker.
The more he needs a desk lamp.
The more he cares, the less he cares, the darker it gets. So for a while, he didn't care at all.
It's directly based on his emotion.
So let's talk about the CW and watch it go just completely out.
The computer just shuts down. Okay. The one thing I was really excited for today is that Ewan McGregor reportedly he may or may not return to play Obi-Wan in a Star Wars series on Disney Plus. By saying you may or may not, it means you will, and you probably already are.
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be interesting, a cool young Obi-Wan adventure, And, like, he's talking about it. Like, it would be cool if it was, like, done young Indiana Jones style, where it's, like, him talking about, like, what he used to do back in the old days.
He's not really young, though.
Well, I'm saying, no, it's like, you know how young Indiana Jones, right? It, like, yeah. It was, like, him telling the story, old, you know, you only saw him at the very first and last episode. You saw old Harrison Ford in old makeup talking about, like, what he used to do and stuff. So I think that would be an interesting way of doing it, because then you could do, like, his old stuff.
Hmm.
So
what do you mean his old stuff?
Like, he could talk about, like, when he was younger and stuff like that. Like, you know, like, adventures. They could cast someone else as, yeah, really young Obi-Wan. Like, but when he first got on there and he was, like, he wasn't a master yet. He was a knight, like, before him and Qui-Gon were out doing some shit and stuff like that.
Okay. Huh. All right.
They kind of did that already, though.
With
it's
what?
It's called Clone Wars.
Star Wars Clone Wars. Now, guess what? Is it animated?
Is it animated?
Fuck, yep. Fuck that.
It's like the opposite of Scottish. If it's Scottish, it's crap. If it's animated, it's crap.
Right, I'm sorry, Adam. I'm going to agree with Chris on this one. We don't agree always.
Like, what was that? What's the Marvel one that I was really looking forward to? Then I heard it was animated. What If one or whatever?
Yeah. The What If one, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm looking forward to that. And then they're like, it's animated. I'm like, I'm no longer looking forward to that. Like, but we got the voices from the actors. Like, I'm still not looking forward to it.
So, and they released a cast of Wheel of Time.
Wheel of Time.
There was something else I saw.
Wait, Wheel of Time being a show or a movie?
On Amazon, yeah.
Show.
Okay, fuck me. Like, I read these books 20 years ago. I cannot name one character. If you asked me to name, you were like, Chris, for $10 million, name one character from the Wheel of Time series, I would say Robert.
Tavi. Yeah.
Well, that's a writer.
I know. So I would hope that he named somebody after himself. Can you guys tell me anything about this? What's the magic like? What's the world like? I know. I can't remember anything about this.
Magic's only lady magic. Lady, seriously? Only women can cast magic.
Yeah, only women have the ability to cast magic.
They never call it magic, they call it channeling. What else? Oh, it's like post-apocalyptic, pre-apocalyptic. It's basically the Wheel of Time is like the history is bound to repeat itself over and over and over again.
I realize that. That's kind of like the thing he hits you over the head with. The Wheel of Time turns and it goes back on itself because it's a wheel. Get it?
Wheel.
We're going to break the wheel, but we can't break the wheel because there's an iron throne.
What was the lady? The lady, I can't tell you what her name is. It's probably, but she shows up in the town and says one of these five kids is going to be something, like the dragon something. And basically they have to go on a quest to find out, like, the dragon thing could, whatever the kid is going to be like the great savior of the world or the great destroyer of the world, depending on the situation.
So he's the chosen one, but by that we could mean that he destroys all Jedi.
The world, yes. But it's he or she, because it's like she takes five boys and girls. I can't remember how many of which. But he says, like, okay, this lady comes, and she's like, come on. She's like a mage. And she's like, all right, come on. We're going to go on an adventure to determine which one of you is, like, the... What was the fucking guy's name?
Those games, Pete. Those movies or shows or books or whatever they were. Those books petered out to me at like 6 or something. I stopped.
Because they write like
there's like 15 of them, right?
Yeah, and there's no reason to. It's just like they're like, we're gonna make more money by continuing to write books, even though we could take.
But I think he's been dead for a while, so I think it's his kid.
Brandon Sanderson took over writing the stories.
Brandon Sanderson is one of the executive producers.
Okay, yeah, but anyways, my point being, you might, if you were Ryan, be like, I don't remember these books at all. I think I'll read them again. Unlike me, who I'm like, fuck those books. If I don't remember them, they weren't that memorable. There's no Tavi, so I'll just wait till the shows and I'll watch the shows.
Yeah, Tavi's pretty good, but I never read these books, so I'm with you. Except for the part about forgetting the books, I'd never read them to forget them, so I'm not gonna read them now. The problem was like. I had already learned, like, when I was would have read them, the people that told me they were good also told me how they started
to
suck. And they didn't finish.
Yeah, right. He said the same thing. It's like, hey, can you spend 2 words describing a bedroom, please? Because we need to get the page count up to make some money. Like, come on, guys. But anyways.
Do they get paid?
Do they get paid by the page count?
No. But my point being, you need your book to be a certain length in order to get to the next book, and then you need a certain length to make to the next book, so you can sell more books. You telling me he couldn't write these books in 7 books and be like, hey, I did everything I wanted to do, 7 books instead of 15 or whatever the fuck it was? No. God damn it, I tell you, no.
All right. Yeah, I know.
I'm done bitching. All right. So, cool. When's this come out?
I
don't think they've even started production yet.
They have all the cast. They have the cast and stuff like that. Yeah, so...
Anybody I know is going to play somebody who I don't know?
The main lady who goes and gets them all is that lady that was in Gone Girl. Remember the wife? That was crazy. The blonde. What's her name?
I think I remember her. Rosamund Pike?
Yeah, like the lady, because that movie, you go like all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, she's fucking psycho and awesome.
Let me pull up an image to check out her acting ability. Hang on. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate that.
I see what you did there.
Oh yeah, I remember her. She was the one that was like, he beat me, and then at the end she's like driving away or something. Spoilers.
Right? No, because she fucking, like, totally, yeah, spoilers, fucking, like, stabbed Doogie Howser, in his neck, had all the blood spurt.
Doogie Howser just loved you.
Yeah. What's that? Gone Girl?
Doogie Howser.
Yeah, dude, like, if you want to watch a movie, like, that has, like, a twist in the middle of the movie, so it's, like, it's not even the middle, it's probably, like, the first third. So... But it's cool. All right, Chris, history. What can you tell me about Catherine the Great?
She was really great.
That's a lot of questions. Why do you ask?
Well, no. Come on, give me a fuck. You expect me to break down like comic book stories and stuff? You like break it down relatively simply. You know, give me the Wikipedia, quick synopsis of who she was and what she did that made her the great.
Well, she
conquered Rome.
Empress of Russia, I believe, or what became Russia. She had her basically bloodline in every country.
Okay.
So she had bloodlines rolling through everywhere. Let's see. I don't know what you're looking for exactly.
Okay, now because HBO is making a Catherine the Great show with Helen Mirren, and there's a teaser. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, basically, she just kind of extended east, if I'm not mistaken, the Caucasus in Russia, or the Ukraine, that kind of stuff.
Wait a minute, was Catherine the Great the lady who fucked a horse?
No. Nobody fucked a horse, fuck you.
Is that a thing that they said, though?
Probably, I don't know.
Okay.
Are you sure that wouldn't make her great?
I think what they... The main thing that they credit her to is bringing Russia into Europe. So Russia's never really been...
Okay.
For a long time, Russia was seen as an eastern country, not really part of Europe. So when she moved into the Balkans and extended to the east, that's... But that's about what I know of her. I mean, I think she had a war with Germany, or, Prussia and shit. Yeah. Isn't she also the one that, like... Yeah.
Fuck the horse,
yeah.
Stop bringing that up. No, her and France, and was it also Britain? Or just her and France? But they basically carved up Poland so it no longer existed. Like, you know why people make fun of the Polish? Because Poland ceased to exist for like 40 years or something. Because they basically just carved it up into their own little countries. But that's what you did back then, so no big deal.
True.
Okay, who's going to be Catherine?
Helen Mirren.
Oh, that's a good
probably
choice.
The lady who's always the queen of something.
Okay. Yeah.
It looks pretty good. It looks like they spent a butt ton of money on it because it looks like it has some battles. It looks like they're riding a bunch of horses and shit. So I still think there might be a horse fucking scene, dude.
Horse fucking.
I think she was also kind of eccentric, so she liked a lot of shit and she did a lot of shit that, whatever. That's why people are like, she fucked a horse.
Yes, it's basically what they said is like her enemies basically tried to make her make up sexual escapades and stuff like they did with any of the famous women about time to make them seem like, oh, look at them, they're just fucking whores, we should murder them all.
Yeah. Yeah, she was great though. What a great. I mean, when you get the title the great, it's usually just because you like gave your country more land, quite frankly.
Right. It's
or won a bunch of wars.
You expanded the empire.
All right. Yeah, so but I mean it looks interesting. It's like it looks like if they do history interesting, you know, history itself can sometimes be boring just because it takes
How dare you, sir? History sometimes cannot because be
it
boring.
Takes because it takes place over such a long period of time. Like the you know, like movies and stuff can condense all the interesting stuff, like, you know, you make someone's life more interesting by moving things around sometimes or pushing things together for drama.
Sure.
History doesn't always work that way. Drama happens in the smaller sections, but it doesn't in the big overarching things, unless you look back at it and be like, ah, here's the drama that's unfolded and we didn't know about it. But
yeah, I think so, the way around that is to take like a significant event and call that season one or half of season one, and then
sure,
fast
okay,
forward time,
okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
all right.
And another thing that Netflix has a movie about Dolomite that's coming out that has Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes and stuff like that. It looks really fucking funny.
Dolomite?
So Dolomite was basically like a guy who made blaxploitation movies back in the day, and he was like, I'm the greatest badass. In the movie, he was a character who was a super badass and super good. He was like, I'm great at karate and stuff, but he would do the fake karate. We'd be like, chop a dude, and he'd be like, ha! And the guy would like fly away and stuff like that. And so it's like if you watch the trailer, it looks really, really funny. And it's like, what's that?
Isn't Dolomite like a mineral or something? It sounds like a mineral. Or a metal or something? It's an element.
A mineral.
Isn't it?
I don't remember the periodic table. It's not an element. It sounds like a compound of some sort. I don't know.
I've heard Dolomite before.
You guys got the internet. Fucking look it up. I mean, everybody except for Adam. He's got his other screen on micro.
I'm busy.
I'm busy! Like, he's just counting his money. I'm busy!
I did see that our favorite stoners are going to get an R rating instead of the customary first draft where they get a X or not X. What's the next one after R?
NC-17,
yeah. So Kevin Smith's movies usually come with an NC-17 rating until he goes and fixes something. But the first pass got an R, which is good.
Huh. All right.
I think it's because he's become more famous?
James Silent Bob.
Like,
reboot.
The world has changed enough.
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe I would have to take a look at who the ratings commission and see if they've changed at all or if they're just the same bitches that do the bitch stuff.
I'm going to say same bitches.
Dolomite is an anhydrous carbonate mineral composed of calcium, magnesium, and carbonite, ideally CaMgCO32. I knew it! It says mountain type.
Mountain type?
Dolomite is a mountain type.
Oh, it's a Pokemon, too.
Oh, is
that
it?
That's
awesome. Ask June. Go wake her up. Is Dolomite a Pokemon?
Just bust in there. June, wake up! You have one question. You have one question. What is Dolomite? You're like, oh, Dolomite.
She's like, it's a blaxploitation thing. You wouldn't understand.
It's a blaxploitation Pokemon? It's a very rare Pokemon.
I was talking to my nieces and nephews yesterday, and I was like, I will give you this if you could answer me these questions three. And they're like, okay. And I was like, what is your name? And they're like, that's easy. And I was like, what is your favorite color? Like, that's easy. And then, you know, the obviously third one, and they're like, what? And I go, ah! And they have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, but I get to laugh, which is all that matters.
What is the average and speed velocity of an unladen swallow?
And they look at me like, what?
Uncle Chris, you're retarded.
It would be funny. African or European?
Oh my god, I'd be so happy.
I don't know.
So
That would be so funny. You're like, holy shit.
Wasn't there something? Oh, Ryan, did you watch The Boys?
I didn't finish it, but I am.
No. How far into it are you?
I probably watched like 5 or 6 episodes.
Okay, so about halfway. What are your initial thoughts through halfway through this show?
I think it's good. I like it a lot.
Good or amazing?
I feel a little bit stressed that, you know, like, this is, it's sort of typical where relationships, there's misunderstandings.
Yeah, I hate that. You can just and talk like, to somebody.
And you know it, you know the truth of it, and so you're watching it and, like, wanting that to, like, get corrected. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. That's actually one of the part of the show I didn't like as much, because it feels cheap. Like, if I was in this situation, I would walk over to you and say, here's what I did, here's what I intended. Mm-hmm. Are we still fucking right? Or not? And that would be the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated, but it feels, it's like, it's maybe because it's one of the one redeeming, like, I feel like there's mostly bad things, and then people use having very bad solutions to solve the bad things. You know what I mean? Like, they're not like, no one's doing a really especially positive thing. The best they're doing is, like, trying to destroy bad things. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking in code here, baby. But you know what I'm saying? And that's the one positive thing that's mixed in with a bunch of, like, all negative. So you kind of want that thing to, like, stay alive a little bit. You know what I mean?
If you were going to pick one of the 7 to be your favorite, which one would you pick, Ryan?
Black Noir.
Ryan, man, you seem like a translucent kind of guy.
I totally think he would be translucent. Listen,
Ryan would just be invisible, jerking it in the women's bathroom.
I do like, I probably pick translucent. I would
force you can't Adam kill to me. Take
the deep for sure.
The deep.
That's why when Chris was wearing
Adam
his deep
is
shirt,
the deep.
Adam's 100% the deep.
I like the deep.
Black Noir, though.
But Homelander is a pretty good character.
Who is?
If you know what I mean, like
Homelander.
Like, they've done a good job making him who he is.
Until we get to the finale, and then it gets all weird.
Oh god.
Yeah, you gotta watch that there.
Oh god, Ryan, you got a ways to go.
You haven't seen any, have you, Adam?
No, I watched two.
Wait, is episodes. Minecraft considered?
You talking about Minecraft still? Because if so, yes, I've played Minecraft.
Diamonds.
Two. I've watched 2 episodes.
Okay. Anything coming out that recently I should watch? This weekend has a movie out. I don't know if anybody's seeing it, but it seems interesting.
What is it? Oh, it's The Good Boys, right?
Yep. Yeah. Which is very similar to The Boys.
Yeah. Except they're all children.
They're all children.
As opposed. And I don't think there's any superheroes.
Never know. But yeah, probably not.
Yes.
Details.
I'm looking forward to Carnival Row coming out.
Yeah. What is that, a release date? Is it end of the month?
30th?
Yeah. Yeah, end of this month.
That one's high on my list too. I'm doing my best to convince Amy to watch it with me for the fairy fucking, because fairy fucking is going to be fun to watch. There's a good tagline in there, fairy fucking fun or something. Yeah, it's good shit. I don't know what it is, but Ryan will work
fairy,
on it.
Fairy fucking fun.
I don't even know what this show is. You're talking about.
All you need to know is that fairies have sex and shit, and it's awesome.
It basically imagine like our world has like fantasy creatures in, but it's not our world. It's basically Victorian England.
Victorian England.
But just fairy fucking. But your puppets got another trailer that made it look kind of pretty. You know, if you
fuck yeah, baby.
Do they really?
I mean, it still creeps me out their eyes, but, you know.
That, yes, that is also on the 30th.
That show's going to be awesome.
If you say so.
You're going to. Adam's going to watch it and be like, oh man, look at all this. Like, I want to have sex with that puppet.
Not again, Adam. Not again.
Wouldn't be the first time.
They had sex with a puppet? Sweet. Yeah, I don't know what else is coming up. Like, something else is coming up on Amazon releases.
I don't know. I think everything's kind of good. Everything's good in the world. Just good. It's not like there's mass shootings going on every day. Everything's good.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
What do you... I mean, I'm not... I don't mean to sound callous, but what is the number of people you have to kill for a mass shooting? Well, what's it called? How many? Is it two?
I don't know. More than one?
Definition.
I'm guessing it's a media-defined word. Well, so
there's a definition.
Well, I guess...
The term was originally defined as a murder of four or more people with no cooling off period, but redefined by Congress as a murder of three or more people. Interesting. In 2013. So why was it redefined? I mean, all these shootings are ridiculous, and whoever does it is a fucking idiot, but why is it redefined to three, and why do we call it a mass shooting? Like, isn't that kind of weird that there's a term mass shooting?
Right. Seems like it.
Especially for three people. It feels like that's not a mass. That's a small group.
I don't know.
Is it a religious connotation? Like, as in...
mass? Maybe it's like like how big they are, so if you shoot someone really heavy,
that could
it's
be like, it.
It's based on
that
mass.
Works too.
Ryan, that was a physics joke. Come on.
He doesn't understand.
It doesn't make it good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so let's say tomorrow... Just to bring the podcast up a little bit.
Okay.
They're like, we can't figure this shit out. Five Kings, you're in charge of the United States. Do something. And people are like, do something about all the shootings. What steps can you implement that doesn't make so people so angry that there's like standoffs every day or protests that kill you? Like, what steps do we take? Give me a step. Let's talk this out and see if we can fix problems.
Take Twitter away from Trump.
Trump's no longer around. We are in charge.
We stepped in for him.
Murder Trump? No, I didn't say that out loud. Allegedly.
Homeland Security? He said Berber Trump, which means give him drinks. Berber.
It's like, there goes the podcast.
Why didn't we lose our internet connection?
I think there's some common sense gun laws that you could take that might help somewhat.
Okay, let's talk about the common sense
particularly
ones.
Things about mental health, like mental health type, the qualifications for getting a gun, you know, that kind of thing. May want to make sure crazy people don't get it. But here's the thing.
Hang on, before you continue, what do you mean by crazy? Who's crazy?
Well, people that do some psychological evaluation and they determine that they're not stable enough, or people that have, you know, I don't know, like, that's the thing. There's a lot of people that are like certifiably unstable that do bad shit.
I completely understand that, but what I'm saying
and everyone around them knows it, so I don't know. It's like I don't know what the definition of that is, because I'm not in that field, but I think a lot of the people, there are people that are easily identifiable as having some issue where you'd be a little bit worried if they had a gun.
Well, see, that's why I think that where we have the issue is then the counter argument to that is who makes that definition and can they make that definition to disenfranchise people from owning guns? Like, I could see a very easy definition say, have you ever been depressed? Do you see counseling for depression? Does that bar you from owning a weapon?
That would bar... what, a third of the population in the U.S.?
And so that's why
at least?
Like, I'm just pointing out that I don't think there's easy answers. I wish there were, and I think that there are some steps to try, but you got to be careful, man, because if you say something like, if you have depression, you can't own a gun, then you've just fucked a lot of people who...
Not even that.
Well, I don't think it's easy. I just want to say that, like, you asked what's the first thing you do, and I think trying to identify a way of getting people that clearly shouldn't have a gun, that you can, it's now, how do you define that? It's a lot of work, but that's why we have the special experts in that area come up and give us a recommendation, and then we vet it and get back to them.
Sure.
And then I think the other thing is, like, there's some aspect, I think, that people don't talk about very often of, like, trying to help kids, like, while they're in school, and make sure, like, essentially some sort of outreach program that basically checks in on, like, kids, you know what I mean? Because I think a lot of this ends up being kids in bad places, you know what I mean?
Or kids that were in bad places that eventually grow up and are still in a bad place.
Right. Like, because I think the guns is somewhat of, like, an enabler. And making guns harder to get probably would help reduce deaths. And, you know, honestly, I think that's a worthwhile goal.
I agree.
But it doesn't eliminate, like, the one of the core problems, which is people that are in a place where they would shoot a bunch of people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah, I mean, there honestly, I think there are some steps that almost everybody takes. Like, the fact that you could just go to a gun show and buy a gun. Like, yes. You don't need a name, an address. You could just pay cash. That's stupid. Anybody who says that's not stupid, like, what's your argument there? I don't understand your argument there. That's the one that I can identify that's, I don't know how you would argue against it. And I'd love somebody to argue, because I can argue against almost any steps that they'd want to take. But that doesn't mean I would not want to see them implemented, right? So, I don't know. I think that people are just worried about giving up any type of don't give an inch, otherwise they'll take a mile kind of a thing.
But and then I think that's, I honestly think that's driven in large part by the lobbyists, the NRA lobby, and not like they have the money to, like, talk about that and push that rhetoric out there and say, like, because there's a truth to it. The reason why it sticks a little bit is that there's truth to it.
Yeah.
But then they amplify that truth over other truths because they make money when they sell guns and stuff like that. You know, that's where I think it's a little unfortunate.
Yeah. So, I don't know if anybody's... I mean, some people probably read, but guns in the United States, how many are there?
One for every 5 people? Isn't that it? Or is it more
than
that?
No, it's way more than that, dude.
It's more than there are number of people in the country. People, 400 million guns, and we have like 350 or something. That's so many! And they're making them every day.
There is a lot of guns.
And, I mean, the issue seems to be mostly with, like, assault weapons, but, you know, whatever. What are you going to say, Adam?
Licensing. We should have a licensing bureau. Oh, that would actually...
Yes, like
most other countries, you have to have a license to purchase one.
Sure. Yeah. They're not the United States, though. We kick ass.
Right. What is the other thing?
Yeah, I don't understand how you can say you can't drive a car without a license, but you can own a gun without a license.
The other thing is, I think you're, like, in some other countries, you're required to have a... safe, a gun safe.
I don't have enough guns to necessitate a gun safe.
Right, installed into your house before you're allowed to actually purchase it.
That's fine, but
banned video games.
did you see that comment? One of the senators or whatever. Japan doesn't have gun violence because they don't have video games.
What?
It's Japan. All they have is video games.
Well, Korea.
Yes, they basically say, like, all the country, and they're like, no, they don't have video games.
Yeah.
Because
none of the Asian countries.
What about required training? Like, you are required to go to a training course for
gun safety thing. I have no problem with that. I mean, think that is great.
I think that's part of the licensing.
Yeah, sure. Yep. And I don't even think this might not stop all these shootings or anything, but there's steps, and maybe during that training, somebody notices something with somebody that owns a gun. Like, holy shit, this guy doesn't see
it's
a table.
Like, he's sitting there like, he's like, that's Ryan. Take that, Ryan. And you're like, whoa, that guy seems to have a thing for Ryan. Not Ryan Thomas, a different Ryan.
Good.
We are definitely getting hit, by the way. Adam just promoted that he should kill the president, and we're talking about gun violence. This is going to get banned everywhere.
Sorry, but, guys.
But I also said banned video games, so that's good. We should get bumped. They'll be like, oh, that guy's cool.
What else should we talk about? Oh, we're talking about other. Epstein. Fuck. This is never coming.
Oh, shit,
see the light of day.
Oh, shit. We're going to be like, Ryan, while performing autoerotic asphyxiation on himself.
All five of us just die in our chair somehow. Well, what? It was a mass suicide.
Because people die choking themselves, right?
Yeah. You know, while well, I know.
Fucking so, but Ryan goes, food. Why? Why would that happen to me?
Mass suicide. All five of us. In one night. This podcast just ends.
Sweet. And they're going to be, oh, what kind of shoes are we going to be wearing? That's the cool, that's the key thing.
Nike something or another.
You all have to be wearing the same shoes.
I was just curious what you guys thought, if you have any other thoughts, because it's one of those things that, well, me and Amy spar about it all the time, and not in a negative way, well, but I always am curious if anybody has any good ideas, because they're so hard to find good ideas, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think making it harder to get guns is actually a would be pretty good,
right?
And not saying making it impossible, but like even if it just took longer, you know, it's the truth. Like, if there's a cooldown period, you know, there's a training, there's a licensing, all that I think helps, and it doesn't address the core problem, but it would be. A quick answer.
Well, it's a start, too. You want to start. Yeah, we're not saying we're going to solve everything, but let's start. Start.
But the problem I have with people that are... The problem I have when we have this discussion sometimes is that people will discuss how it's not the solution.
Hmm.
You know, like... And then they'll dismiss it.
Yeah.
But I think that's driven from the motivation, which was either their own motivation of, like... You know, they themselves have some profit gain or because of an implanted profit motive, I think is the biggest driver for that perspective. Not like the like pro gun fine, but like pro gun like but like absolutely there's no room for negotiation. Don't even talk about anything that restricts anything. That I think is just like false arguments. For the most part. You know what I mean?
We prefer to be called pro-ownership choice, not pro-gun. So, just
so pro-ownership choice. That works for me, alright.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that... I don't know. But yeah, you're right. Why would you just say, oh, can't do anything, let's just give another year or so, right. See what happens.
It's all, yeah, it's like, all like scientists were like, fuck. Cancer sucks. Can't do anything. Probably shouldn't try and cure that. And then just step down. Just be like, oh, shit, diabetes? Probably shouldn't try and cure that. Mm-hmm. Just like every disease, you just say, like, that sucks. Sorry. Let's not try and cure that or fix the problem.
Well, that's the thing. No, that's where they get you. No, hold on, Dave. This doesn't solve the problem. This would actually only save half of the people. The problem still, the other half would still die, so let's not do it because it doesn't solve the problem. It's like, whoa, wait, would you say it would save lives? It doesn't really solve the problem.
Right. So what we could do is if we figure one thing out and that saves half the people, and then we got this half left, what if we figure out how to save those half people? Yeah, you can do that a million times. You're never going to get that last person because the way math works.
Let's not get started. So this is a waste of time.
Let's go play Minecraft.
Right.
Let's go play Violent.
And it's like
Mario Kart.
How long did it take you to find diamonds? That's something we can fix. I can tell you how to find a diamond, no problem.
Yeah, it's where the rival show will be like, obsidian nope. Are near each other, right? Is that right, Adam? Actually, this is...
What?
Where the lava and obsidian are, you know, that's where you usually find diamonds, right?
It's just lava.
It's lava, and you have to be around just 12.
Oh. Yeah, just go. I always go to 11, and then just start going around lava. Giant thing.
How do you know you're at 11?
Push F3.
Right. Oh, I knew it involved cheating.
No. Lava. It's lava, by
sorry,
the way.
Lava.
It's that good soap that gets your hands real clean.
What else? Anything else in the news that I missed, or are we pretty much...
It's been... Yeah, we're...
It was a quiet week.
Yeah, it was not much.
It was funny. You were talking about Ewan McGregor, and the last thing I saw...
Oh, he punched an old dude.
No, Ewan McGregor. That's the one that you were talking. Okay. Ewan. And
that's Conor McGregor.
The one I saw, I thought you meant Conor McGregor, who's like, you don't like my whiskey? Punch, old man.
And I like the old man just goes like... He just like turns back and like, that's a fucking tussle old Irishman.
He was drunk on whiskey. He didn't feel anything.
I just like the fact that he's like, yeah, I don't want your whiskey. Well, I'd rather drink something good.
You know, that's what they said. He might have been sitting there being like, I know who you are. that whiskey right there tastes like dog shit. Dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, then just repeated dog shit whiskey until I punched up. Because there's no audio in there, it's just a video.
But still, it's like, oh man, I'm so insecure with myself.
Hey, he's gonna get,
like, I'm gonna let an old man talk to me.
That old dude gets a payday, and all I had to do is take one on the chin. I'll fucking do that all day long. Because he's done it a few things like that and just settled out of court every time. So.
Yeah, I know, like throw the thing through the window of the bus. Come on.
Yeah, but anyways. Okay.
Okay. I'm watching that video now. I'm trying to see the punch here.
Oh, you legend punch. It's not a legend. He like zooms so far in.
And he's the like, alleged.
Alleged.
A straight impact.
Fake news.
It didn't even look that bad, but like, you know it hurts, except for maybe he only gave him like 3/4 power. So.
Right. It's still Conor McGregor at 3/4 power.
And it's still a cool drunk Irishman who's like, dude, I get hit by dudes all the time. I don't give a fuck.
It's true. Why is there a Willow trailer on here?
I like how all of his friends like immediately grab him because they're like, dude, if you punch old people, that's bad.
Yeah, they know. It's like they saw it coming. So the dialogue had to be something that they saw because they were on edge the entire time. You can kind of tell. They're like getting closer and closer and shit. And so I think the dialogue between the two is getting more and more like, we're drunk. Let's punch each other.
Right.
Oh, man.
It would have been cool if they were like, dude, do you know who this is? This is the fucking bare knuckle boxing champion of Ireland. That old dude. And he just gets up. He's like,
that would be funny. Adam, what are you doing this weekend?
Hopefully I'm sleeping in because I need to sleep.
So you got no plans Saturday, Sunday?
Not until Joey tells me.
Okay. Dave, you got any plans Saturday, Sunday?
We are going to go down to the powwow and go do that on Saturday night.
What's that?
You know what a powwow is.
I know, but you are not normally known to go to powwow, so explain more.
Oh, like Tiffany's friend, you know, is...
Powwow like, certified?
Powwow certified. She has blood of the... natives in her.
Okay,
so we're gonna go down there and hang out with her and watch fireworks and stuff like that.
Where is this?
Shakopee.
Oh, okay, see, that's something I didn't know about.
Down at Mystic Lake.
Yep. And I'm gonna go there and then I'm going to
powwow.
Find my place with the earth. I don't know, like eat some
probably,
fry bread.
Probably eat some stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said. Like, I'm gonna eat some fry bread, which is bread that they fry, which is delicious. And then they put taco stuff on it, and I'm like, whoa, you can't do that. That's like appropriation.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. But they're cool with it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be appropriating all their food right in my belly.
You appropriate all our land, and we're going to appropriate all your food.
Right. And it's basically, it looks interesting. It'll be fun.
Okay.
And, my mom's birthday is on Saturday, so during the day we'll probably go out to lunch or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know, nothing too crazy.
Sounds fun. What about you, Ryan?
We're going to the Shellhaus cabin.
Oh, well, are you leaving like Friday? Tomorrow?
We're leaving tomorrow at like... Actually, I don't know when we're leaving. We're dropping the kids off at 10. I don't know when we're leaving. I still got to figure out.
Oh, they're nope. Not going? Why not?
Oh no, it's the annual adult only weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, adult only sounds like it's like some sort of like porn convention.
It's the reason why we're not invited, because we don't have keys to put inside a bowl to start having boning random chicks.
Ryan's a completely different person when he gets there. He just like
takes off his shirt, oils up.
He's got
I don't care what hole it is. I'm bucking it.
Once a year, Ryan Thomas fucks holes.
I just put on my like furry hat. See, that's the thing. And then take my pants off and put my giant like teddy bear hat on. Then I'm it's
then,
business.
Then you're not Ryan Thomas anymore. You're Teddy Bear Thomas. Ready to get
Teddy
down.
Bear Thomas? Oh shit.
Somebody
I was
going to
say Foxy Thomas, but
but he's wearing a teddy bear. Foxy Thomas? We're going with Teddy Bear Thomas. Teddy Bear Thomas works the
porn star.
Right. They call me Foxy Thomas.
It's like, huh? Where should
I know we're in a swinging thing, but I don't want to have sex with you anymore.
Well, that's fine. Like you're missing out.
Foxy Thomas gives
me Foxy gifts. Thomas is the best. See, look at my fox head. That's a bear head.
I'm saying Foxy Thomas gives the best head.
These guys insane. Don't give a fucking gun. Right.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave, too? What do you got going on?
The kids are at the cabin with the in-laws, so we'll be driving up there probably either tomorrow after work or early Saturday morning.
Oh, that's what they were doing today?
I was hoping he was going to be like, yeah, they're up at the cabin with the shell hosses, so fuck, we should go get them as soon as possible before Foxy Thomas shows up.
You see what you did there?
Come to think of it, he's like, head up, we gotta go, Foxy Thomas is on the road.
Ryan just let me know.
My side hurts.
That's funny. What are you doing, Chris?
Well, this weekend, Monday is Amy's birthday, so everybody mm-hmm. went out of town. So Amy continues to think everybody hates her. So she's going to have people over Friday. Anybody who's left in town, I should say, that doesn't hate her. And then, I don't know. That's about all I got planned. I think Saturday that she's probably got something, but like Adam, I don't know until the
she
day
tells
of,
you.
So, yeah.
Until you wake up.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, there you go. All right.
I should tell her not to have her birthday on the official once-a-year Shell Haas fucking swingers party day.
There's a reason why we never get invited. Slinging way too much. Alright, cool. Well, you guys have a good weekend with that. I probably won't see anybody, but, you know, that happens. But, Adam, yeah, if people for some reason need to get in touch with us, where can they get in touch with us?
Well, check Chris and I out on Minecraft. We'll be playing all weekend.
Do we have a server set up? Or?
Oh, I was thinking about that. Waiting for you.
Yeah, sorry.
Other than that, check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
I keep forgetting to update the website. I gotta do that. Thanks for the reminder. I'll do that this weekend, so it'll actually look like it's updated. So, there you go.
That was pretty flawless there, Adam.
I know, Adam is
I feel like
expert.
It was. Like, was I
was like...
I think you hit it all right, like perfectly there.
He has a script now. He wrote it down.
I should write it down because then, well,
you should share. You should pre-record it and then do the thing where you share your audio.
Just push
and
play.
Then like, well, Chris,
he scats in the middle. Cool.
Like, that was the best one ever.
It's like a jet. It's like a Bruce Lee movie.
All right, well, everybody have a good weekend. We'll be back next week for more mundane stuff. Have a good weekend.
Later.
All right, see ya.
Bye.